Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to today's High Plains Outdoors. I am out here on the porch of the cabin sipping about my third cup of coffee. So trust me, folks, I'm wide awake, ready to visit with you today. Hope everyone's doing well. I'm listening to this Western swing and other things. Awesome, awesome music. What a way to start every weekend. Not always am I on the porch of the cabin. Sometimes I'm out and about and give you a little live action when I'm out hunting and fishing. But today I thought I would share with you a very simple but very tasty camp recipe. Actually, it's a recipe that you can prepare at home, and I usually do, and take to camp with me. Now, at your favorite Mexican restaurant, refried beans, if you're like me, is always kind of a side item. Often bland, you know, I mean, it's hard to find really good refried beans. That's what we're going to concentrate on today. And when you cook the beans like I've been making them, they're not going to be considered a side item. I think you're going to probably want to make some great snacks, hors d'oeuvres out of them. But there's two ways to make refried beans. Now, you can either season the beans as they cook, or you can cook the beans and add the seasonings later. The way we're going to do it is the best that I've ever discovered. It's actually going to be, we're going to season the beans and cook them down. So I start with a pound. It depends on, of course, how many people you're going to feed. But say, let's make this with 1 pound of dried pinto beans. Bring them up to a boil. And then cut them down to not a simmer, but kind of a low boil. Some people soak the beans. I don't. It's going to take you about an hour and 45 minutes to cook them. You know, the way I do it, I just put them in, the dry beans and, you know, get a good dried bean. Like Casserole is a brand that I've used for years and years. I don't worry about washing them and picking for rocks. I haven't found a rock in a sack of beans in the last 30 years, you know, but whatever, you know, just put your beans in there and get them up to a boil. Now, let's season the beans for the flavor. What we're looking for is some awesome refried beans. Let's season them up front. Smash up about 3 pods or maybe 4 of garlic. Just smash the garlic, throw the pods in there. They'll cook completely apart. Put 1 whole yellow. I like to use a yellow onion because it's a little bit more oniony flavor. Medium sized yellow onion. Cut that up, and you can cut it up in, you know, just kind of dice it up and toss it in there. Now, to make really good refried beans, I like a little spice to it, to the beans. So I love jalapenos, and I'll put about 3 or sometimes 4 diced small jalapeno peppers. I grow my own peppers, and it seems like if you use the smaller ones, they're the heat is not quite as much. So if you're using the big old peppers, a couple of those chopped up real fine. You do want to dice those peppers up really fine. Throw those in there, folks, and put a ham hock in there with them, a smoked ham hock, and let them go 1.5-2 hours till they're real tender. Remove that ham hock, and it'll be just fall apart tender. Put the lean meat of that ham hock back in there and discard the rest, the skin and the bone and all that. Toss that aside and just have the lean meat in there. Now, reduce that moisture down as about as low as you can get it without scorching those beans. And at that point, take the beans out of the pot, put them in a skillet with a little bit of cooking oil in there. A little canola oil is good. And bring it up to a medium heat. Reduce those down, folks. Some of the best nachos that you can imagine. Put those on some corn chips and sprinkle some cheese on it. Stick them in the oven. Now, I freeze these in containers very often and just put them in the freezer. And when I go to camp, quick nachos. Try some like that. You'll find yourself eating them at home probably when you're wanting a snack. But you can make up a bunch of containers, and they keep really well in the freezer.
Folks, High Plains Outdoors is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Sightmark, Pyramid Air, Striper Express on Lake Texoma, Texas Ray's Hunting Products, and Trapper Tackle.